Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for April 5th, 2024. Sorry about this and the look of the video today. I'm in Florida celebrating my 35th anniversary with my lovely wife, but I needed to get to you guys because I have a lot of people saying, Dan, wasn't a video posted yesterday. We need to know what's going on. So without further ado, let's get to what's going on. You see mortgage rates right over here. They took a little bit of a decline yesterday, but that's going to go away today. Why? Well, the jobs number just came in and it was a lot better than was expected. And you can see that right through here. U.S. economy adds 303,000 jobs. Unemployment rate fell to 3.8. So let's take a little bit of a dive into these numbers that we have for the economy for the week. So let's take a weekly look at things just to see, is the economy slowing down? Is it picking up? What's going on? Because this is what the Federal Reserve watches. So the first thing we will look at is the manufacturing numbers that came in on Monday. A little bit hotter than expected. So that means manufacturing is picking up. We have the jobs or the JOLTS index, how many job openings there are. This was 11 million not too long ago. It's down to 8.7 million. That means there's still people out there and there's still companies looking for employment. I was at the airport yesterday and they have a jobs fair. I'm driving to the airport and you see all these help wanted signs again. I'm now in Florida. You're starting to see all these help wanted signs again. So that's good for the economy, but bad for the Fed, I guess, Fed news. Then we had servicing, we had crude oil inventory, the Federal Reserve talked. Then we have initial jobless claims came in yesterday, kind of a little bit higher than expected. Initial jobless claims, I mean, more people got laid off. So you have more people laid off here, but you have more people getting jobs. So it's kind of a yin-yang. So let's get over to, here's the shock and all for this morning. Average hourly earnings was 0.2, now 0.3. So it means people are making more money. Non-farm payrolls, last reading was 270, expected to drop to 212. It was about 100,000 more than expected. So you have more people working, making more money, the unemployment rate's ticking down, and you have manufacturing ticking up. In a normal market, you'd be like, sweet, I'm gonna buy stocks because I have the money, companies are gonna do well. But in this economy, that's not how it happens, okay? So let's see what's happening in the overall markets. Got the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ liking this. The unfortunate part is oil is rallying. This oil prices were about 70 bucks about 60 days ago. They're almost teetering at $90. That is not a good sign when it comes to inflation. And the 10-year treasury is also above 4.3. That is also a bearish sign when it comes to that. Okay, so now here's what I want to talk about. Why are more and more people spending money and everybody's saying, okay, there's a whole bunch of new debt out there. But isn't this crashing the market? Well, I want to show you a few things. Bank deposits are back. Okay, prior to the SVP, remember the bank that collapsed last year and then everybody started pulling their money out of places and everything else? Well, bank deposits are back. Okay, people are getting more comfortable with the banking system. Revolving credit, yes, it's skyrocketing. But what I want you guys to see is the money supply. You have, consumer debt, going up there, people charging more. But they got more money. This is the money supply. How much money is in our economy? Look right before the COVID and then look how it spiked. So there is a ton more money in the markets. But let's go to, even though more and more people were buying stuff, how's the delinquency rate going? Where's delinquency? We basically hit an all-time low right over here and it's up. But again, if you take zero and you add one to it, it's a huge increase. So when you have delinquencies down here, now to here, this is basically not even normal times. Look at in the normalcy back years and years and years ago. Here's where the delinquency rates usually fall, about 4%. Where are we right now? We're 3%. So I'm not very concerned about delinquencies and the money supplies and everything. My concern is the economy's not cooling off like the Federal Reserve wants. So we might have these rates, high sixes on mortgage rates here for much longer than I anticipated even. So is that hurting the markets? No, there's still a huge demand for housing. So I'm not saying you have to buy a house out there, but if you're out there and you're kicking the can, you're like, hey Dan, I'd like to see if I can buy in this market. I have a lot of people that call every day. They're like, I'm sick and tired of renting and be in my landlord's control. What can I do? Okay, so that's what I want to explain to you guys, how you can reach out to us to get that assistance. The one thing I do want to show you guys is what we do on a daily basis as well. We go over to the bond markets to see how the bond markets are reacting. And this is how we control or figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. Right over here, you can see the MBS. That's a bond that trades on Wall Street. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. And the yield to that thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. When this number, would you see that number going going down, that means rates are going up. There's a yin-yang effect. So if the number is going down, if you see it right over there, sorry about that, the MBS market, you see that down 0.07 means rates are going up. They're not going up very much. I thought this was going to be a complete disaster when the numbers came out, but we're not going to see that big of a change when it comes to mortgage rates. And there's where they are right there. So how you can reach out to me. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer and one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. We'd love to help you if you're trying to navigate this market right now. We have a couple different ways you can reach out to us to see, you know, the rate that you're getting. You might have got a quote from a bank already. The rate that you're getting, can we do better? Okay, here's what we do. I'm set up with, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And currently I have 73 lenders, 73 banks that we can work with. So I work at Allied First Bank. So I can offer you all of our programs and rates. I can also offer you up to 73 different lenders. These are credit unions, banks, mortgage lenders. I can offer you all their programs as well as their rates. So we hope to be your one-stop shop. How do you reach out to us? Well, again, if you already got a rate quote, you can upload your, see that tab right up there, it says loan estimate. You can upload your loan quote into there. We're going to analyze your loan with over 73 of the country's largest lenders and see if we can get you a better rate, maybe lower fees, maybe all the above. Or if you want to get the ball started, there's an apply now link right up through there where you can get that started. But the one feature we got right now, we just added a couple weeks ago, if you're lacking down payment, you're like, Dan, I got the credit, I got the income, I just don't have the down payment that I need to buy my first house. What can I do? We put a tab right up here. It says grants. What I need you to do is click that. We have grants all the way up to $10,000 for you to use maybe for your down payment or use for your closing costs. Check that out. But if you want to reach out to us directly, just because maybe you set up an appointment with us and it's next week and you're like, Dan, I really would like to look at homes this weekend, well, can give us a call or email me. Go right down at the bottom of our website, therateupdate.com, and you're going to see that right there. You're going to see our number, 844-775-5626, or you can email me at dan@therateupdate.com. But please give me about a day or at least 24 to 48 hours to respond, because remember, I'm in Florida with my lovely wife on our 35th anniversary. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.